farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. In today's program, cane farmers urge to protect the crop lien arrangement available through the Sugar Industry Authority, and our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. This is Calling Farmers and I'm Aldean Campbell. Good morning.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
The Sugar Industry Authority, the SIA, is a regulatory body of the Jamaica sugar industry. It was established in 1970 under the Sugar Industry Control Act. The authority is responsible for interfacing with the international sugar community on behalf of the government and local sugar interests. It also monitors the government's lease arrangements with farmers to ensure that the lands are properly managed and remain in the production of sugar cane. Cane farmers are being urged to protect the crop lien arrangement available through the Sugar Industry Authority, the SIA, as they would face significant challenges accessing loans if this facility is jeopardized due to the actions of some of their colleagues. This appeal from Executive Chairman of the SIA, Ambassador Derek Heaven. Under the crop lien scheme, farmers are able to secure loans with the produce being used as security. According to Mr. Heaven, some farmers obtain loans in one name and then sell their crops using another name. This, he says, puts the system at risk.
But I'm begging that the farmers, by their own action, don't kill this credit scheme that is available. No other institution in this country is prepared to use crop lien as the means of securing loans.
Ambassador Heaven says if the crop lien is discredited or destroyed, cane farmers will face significant difficulties finding alternative sources of funding, pointing out that financial institutions have extensive requirements in order for cane farmers to qualify for loans.
So if the idea of using the crop that you produce to guarantee the loan is accepted, you need to guard it very jealously.
Under the Cane Expansion Fund, the CEF, administered by the SIA on behalf of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, funding is provided to the sugarcane sector to support increased production and productivity. The CEF is the main delivery system which supports the objectives of the revised Sugar Area Development Program under the government's Sugar Adaptation Strategy. The Sugar Transformation Unit provides financial and technical support to the administration of the CEF, inclusive of approving applications for loans and grants. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kelly says the ministry is pushing the crop lien mechanism as a mainstream strategy for financing agricultural production and is the model to be used in the development of agro-parks. And now to our proverb of the day. Dog say if him have money, him would buy him one fleas. Meaning, some people, when they wind up with money, will waste it on unnecessary things. St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union offers agricultural loans for the production of onion, ginger, hot pepper and callaloo in eastern Jamaica. Call them at 982-1460 or visit 26 Queen Street in the center of Morant Bay. Take advantage of this opportunity to achieve your financial success. Remember, at St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are family. And that brings us to the end of our program. Join us tomorrow for another edition of Calling Farmers. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website, jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Aldean Campbell. Have a wonderful day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.